You want to welcome everyone, and you want to identify your team leaders. This is our way to recognize everything you do to help make our company successful, even in trying times. Share your business cards. Tell everybody about what you do and the services that you offer. You can help each other out.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello there, and welcome again to another episode of your 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's episode is part two of a 5-part series with the topic of simple, cheap holiday gifts to make you a hero in your business. And so yesterday, we started off with number one part, which was the company holiday party. And we got into some of the foundational things and the do's and don'ts, if you will, where to have it, when to have it, what day to have it, what time to have it. And so we ran out of time on that. And so I made this part two of five. So because it just drug on, just so much information in there. So just a quick review of yesterday then. So what we had is the company holiday party. This year, Christmas falls on December 25th. Well, you can tell I'm anxious. It happens every year, December 25th. But this year, it's on a Sunday. So that means that Saturday is the 24th. And your rule of thumb to have your company holiday party is the Saturday evening before Christmas. Okay? So we can't have it on Christmas Eve. My family celebrates Christmas on Christmas Eve. Therefore, it gets bumped up to December the 17th. That is the perfect day for you to schedule and have your company holiday party. And it just works. What time? 6 to 9 p.m. Go back and review yesterday's episode, and you'll get more details on that. So where we left off is who you're going to invite, vendors, real estate professionals, everybody that helps make your business successful. Okay. That's who you're going to invite this holiday party. And I encourage you, no kids, and don't assume that everybody knows RSVP. So listen to yesterday's episode, then we'll come back and you can listen to this one. So number two of this 5-part series is going to be room setup. And I've made a lot of mistakes on this. And on the room setup, I want to give credit where credit's due. And I got this whole idea from my police captain back when I was in the criminal intelligence unit. And he was a former chief, and his name was Richard Dotson. He was the one that actually hired me way back once upon a time. And so he put together this, or actually his wife did all the work as far as putting it together. And he would have a, let's call it a Christmas party in a private room at a nice restaurant. And he had the table set up like a board meeting. I didn't pay any attention to that. And here's what he did. So there was a buffet. And so everybody goes up, gets in line and gets their food. When they sit down with their plate and they start eating, well, then he stands up in front of the room and he stands up and he introduces himself. He thanks everybody and welcomes them to the holiday party and this and that. And then he went around the room and he talked to everyone. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. But if you'll notice, I said he had it set up kind of like a board meeting. And I screwed up. I didn't take notes on that. But he was a wonderful leader. Bless his heart. He's since passed away. But a great, great leader. And I admire him for that and a whole lot more. So anyway, let's get into the room setup now. So I want you to set it up board meeting style. So what does that mean? Okay, where I screwed up in the past is the first one that I had it at a Mexican restaurant in a private banquet room. And it was set up restaurant style. So they had these little square tables with two people to a table or four people to a table. And they were just splattered like Waffle House hash browns, splattered, scattered, smothered, covered, whatever. And that didn't work out too well because people had their backs to each other. And it wasn't very welcoming, I guess. And to make people feel, it just wasn't good. I screwed up. Okay. And so I learned from that one to do it right the next time. So I'm telling you, you got to take control of this. So your room setup, set it up like a board meeting. And of course, you're going to know how many people you're going to have. But, you know, typical board meeting, tables are set up to where they form like a U, okay? And if you've got more than that, well, maybe you block off the part that has the U and you leave enough of an opening for the server to come in and pour drinks and water and all this and that, and to take care of all your guests. So the room setup is critical, and I'm just going to call it board meeting. Okay, set it up like a board meeting, because that's really sort of kind of what it is. And this, everybody that's involved with your business, and make sure that you sit at the head of the table would be the equivalent of where the president of the board would be sitting, okay? And then you have your spouse or significant other sitting next to you. Now, as far as where everybody else sits, that's up to them, unless you want to get anal about it, try to point out where they have to sit and things like that. But I wouldn't worry about that part. Okay, when it comes to the room setup, I like this phrase, and you've probably heard it before from me. Failing to plan is planning to fail. So don't just wing it and say, schedule it and all this and that. Okay. And when it comes to events, I've learned this the hard way. Never assume that everybody's going to do what they say they're going to do. So one year I had it at a real nice brand new bowling alley, which had a private banquet room. It had a lounge bar up in the front with live music playing that night. And of course, it had the bowling alley and it had an arcade if people wanted to do that. Never allow kids to come to your holiday party. They'll just destroy the whole purpose of it. So anyway, we had this, where was that going? Oh, so we had it set up at the bowling alley. Well, this is a Saturday evening, 6 to 9 p.m. So I'm going to guess about 5 o'clock. My wife checks on, calls up, make sure everything's in order. They have no knowledge. They are clueless. What company? Vista Properties? No, we don't have anything on our calendar for that. Now, they got bowling leagues. They got all them figured out. Well, the banquet manager that we made arrangements with failed to communicate to the night manager for that Saturday evening. It never made the books. Boy, you talk about a mess. So that means none of the food had been prepared. They didn't have any of it ordered. So you got to take control of that. Never assume that because they say, okay, that it's worked. Okay. Check with who's going to be the manager that Saturday evening. Okay. Well, can I call them? When are they going to be working next? So you can call them while they're up there. Okay. Just an idea. So because the worst thing in the world is to walk in and they don't know who you are. And you've got all your guests that you've invited and nobody knows what's going on. They're coming up to you. Hey, what's going on? Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to fight with them to figure out what's going on. So anyway, failing to plan is planning to fail. Remember that one. So when it comes to the room setup, as far as the tables go, you're going to set it up board meeting style is what I recommend. And how many? It's going to depend on how many people you invite. So you're going to sit at the head of the board meeting setup. And after everyone gets their plates loaded, you're going to welcome them. So everybody sat down, they've got their plates loaded, and you can stand up and take charge of the meeting. And you want to welcome everyone and you want to identify your team leaders. So I had office manager, I got my maintenance supervisor. And so you want to acknowledge them and thank them for another great year for your company name, not you individually, but for your company name, because you don't want your team leaders to feel like, ah, this is just for you. No, it's for the company. And so stress that over and over. And this is our way to recognize everything you do to help make our company successful, even in trying times. So please network, share your business cards, tell everybody about what you do and the services that you offer. And you know what? You can help each other out. And so in yesterday's episode, in the previous episode, I talked about how the floor guy hooked up with the plumber and the roofer. My roofer, who I've been using since 1986, he stopped advertising just because of the networking referrals he got from our Vista Holiday Company party. Isn't that cool? And so that goes for your plumber. It goes for your lawn service guy or this and that. Let them network among each other and help each other out. And guess who gets credit for it? You. And they talk about your party. Okay. So it's wonderful. It's good. So now, as far as the room set up and people start arriving and doing this, let me mention booze one more time. Booze is a, let's see, sensitive subject. That's totally up to you. When I started doing these years ago, it wasn't that big a deal. And I pretty much had an open bar and I got spanked my bar bill. It was well over $1,000. Okay. So the lesson learned then was the next year I did it at the Mexican restaurant in their private banquet room. I put Bud Light in there and Miller Light. That was it. No other beers. Okay. And then we selected like a cheap wine that they could have if they wanted a wine. And I might have done one bourbon. I'm not sure, might not have done that, or made the bourbon they had to pay for. Any hard liquor they got to pay for. So today, in today's world, we do probably the Bud Light, Miller Light, some kind of cheap wine. And if they want hard liquor, they can get that somewhere. They can go to the bar and get it or what have you. We're not buying hard liquor. And then if you're booze free, which I haven't had a drink in a long time, I used to work hard, play hard, but I just choose not to. Okay. But anyway, you can do a booze free party. But if you're going to label it a holiday party, gosh, those police parties and stuff we had, there was booze everywhere. But anyway, that's totally up to you. It's your call. So encourage them to network. Ask them to bring their business cards and tell everybody about what you do and this and that. So once they have started eating and you get your belly full a little bit, then you're going to stand up. Here's where the important part comes as far as actually the handling of the meeting itself, okay? So start on, you get to stand up. Don't sit down and do it. You stand up and start on one side, like to your right or to your left. It doesn't matter, but start on one side. And then what you're going to do is you're going to go around the room and you're going to mention and identify each person. So like my electrician was Benny Lewis, bless his heart, he's since died, but he brought his wife. Okay. So I go over here and I say, hey, I want to thank Benny Lewis right here. Benny, raise your hand there. Tell everybody. Yep. Benny's our electrician, Big Ben Electric. And Benny is awesome. I tell you what, there was one time when he went over here and he crawled underneath the house and this was it a possum or a raccoon there, Benny, that got after you. And so you can have fun with it. You can tell stories. If they did something that was way over and above what would be the norm, tell them that. Okay. And let me tell you why this is important. Benny Lewis with Big Ben Electric, he's a mom and pop electrician. He's a provider in his family. His wife doesn't work. So do you think Benny gets to attend corporate holiday parties? No. Does he get to attend any kind of holiday parties for any kind of reason? No. He might have an electric supply house, you know, have free lunch set up for him or something like that. But does he really get to take his wife out for a company party? No. So anyway, so his wife's sitting there next to him. And I don't remember her name. But anyway, she's there. And if you can tell a story about, I mean, a short story, maybe less than 60 seconds, okay? Tell something good. Well, then what she does, it makes Benny feel like $1 million. And it makes his wife so proud of her man. And how do you measure that in a bank account somewhere, guys? You can't. So there's a lot of psychology that I learned from my captain from when he would do that, when he did this. And he went around the room and he told story, short story about each and every person, not their spouse, not their significant other, but about each individual. And so you'll do that. And you'll go around the room with your lawn service guy, your plumber, your furnace people, your garage killer. Tell, you know, have some happy stories, okay? If you've got to take an index card and write some tickler words to help you remember what to say, do that. It's that important. Or have it on a little notebook that you just set down in front of you so you can read it from 3 feet away as far as a tickler word, okay? Roofers, carpet people, electrician, you want to go around the room and identify every person, what service they provide, how they help your company, what they can do for others, and tell a little short story or tidbit with them. And that goes a long way, my friends, a long way. So you're going to go around the room and do that with each and every person. One thing to avoid, you want to make it entertaining. And if you have a hard time doing that, then you might want to delegate that to somebody and tell them what to say about who. I've never seen that done before. But the last thing you want to do, you don't want to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Because if you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher, guess what? Then those folks are going to start talking or playing on their phones or this and that, and you won't have their undivided attention. You want to have their undivided attention. And I'm telling you, it works, right? So you want to make their spouse proud of them and make everybody laugh at the same time. Next, once you get around the room and do that, depending on the number of people you have, how long should that last? I don't know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes to get around the whole room. So then the next step is very, very important. And hear me out on this. The next step is to identify your team leaders. So I'm going to go back when I got started and start doing these. My office manager, her name was Shirley Hamilton, and I stole her from my bank. She was a head teller. So Shirley was my office manager. And guess what? She answered the phone. She did everything in the office. And so everybody in that room had communication with Shirley. Now, they might not know what she looks like, but they knew who she was and they knew what she did. Okay. And so she's there with her significant other. They're married now. And so I said, Shirley, okay, your turn. And as much as she wants to say, no, 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 like a kid, you know, trying to drag them to the doctor or something, Shirley, I want you to stand up and you're going to tell her before the whole powwow, before the party starts out, I'm going to ask you to stand up and say something. And she said, I don't know what to say. We'll just say, hey, it's thanks working with everybody and helping me out, getting me out of a pinch so I don't get in trouble with Mike. You know, you can say whatever, something like that. But remember, most people are terrified of public speaking. So if you've got an office manager, she's in her control tower, and man, she can make your business rock and roll and sing and stuff. But put her up there in front of some people to talk to, she's going to put some pressure on her. But remember, what's the goal of this? Is it to embarrass her? Absolutely not. Just the opposite. I want her to feel like $1 million, that she's a cornerstone in our business. And then guess what that's going to do to her hubby? Her hubby's going to be proud of her. And she knows that her hubby's going to be proud of her. Can you see where I'm going with this? Okay, so then we'll move over to, let's call it our maintenance supervisor. Okay, the guy that leads everybody out in the fields, oversees rehabs, tenant turnovers, repairs, work orders, all this and that. Okay, so then Danny was the one back then. I said, Danny, okay, it's your turn, buddy. Here's Danny Gibbs. Everybody knows Dan, except for the folks that stay in the office. And so Danny's got his wife there too. And we do the same thing. And so, yeah, they're going to be short to the point and just let them have freedom to say whatever they want. And I'm telling you, it goes a long way, not only in their personal relationship, in your business relationship, in the business relationship with all your vendors, your staff. I mean, it's powerful. I love it. And so I learned a lot from my captain when he had a holiday party like that for a small group of folks. So make your team leaders get up and say something, and make your maintenance supervisor, whatever you want to call him, make him get up and say something to her. And then the other thing is invite. Does anybody else have anything to add? No, don't tell a story about them and then shut them down and go around. Ask, does anybody else have anything they'd like to add? Well, you never know. I had a lawn service guy talk about the garage killer at one job site, and he did this, this, and this. And I mean, they just had fun. And so it's crazy. It's crazy. So anyway, we're going to wrap up this episode here. And to take advantage of the upcoming, okay, they're already here, guys, the upcoming opportunities in today's rapidly changing market. They just raised interest rates again last week. They're going to raise them two more times, they're talking about. So now is the time to polish your skills, to learn how to take over payments properly, the right way, and stay below the radar. How would you like to step in and take over payments on a 2.1% fixed rate loan? I can show you how to do it and hold your hand and make sure you do it the right way. Just go to jumpinloans.com and enter coupon code JUMP22, all small case. Jumpinloans.com, you'll see everything there where it says coupon code. Just enter JUMP22 and you'll get 50% off and we'll ship it out to you the next business day. So that wraps up this one. Then the next episode, we're going to get into the actual gifts that you're going to give to your staff and to your vendors, and how to do that and to kill six birds with one rock. How you like that? So that'll be part three of this five-part series. Adios. See you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.